are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count, an hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. So the latest news from On Target headquarters is that On Target Underground is no more. It has been canceled by the owners of Shannon's. I don't know why. We've been doing it for almost 6 months now, twice a month, always with a good crowd, and it's been a real blast for me. I've loved doing it, and I've had nothing but great feedback. Perhaps they're going in a different direction, I don't know. But for any of you out there in Winnipeg who didn't get a chance to come down to Shannon's and check out On Target Underground, let me know. I need to know whether or not to keep on trying or not. In the meantime, all I can say is thank goodness for you, my listeners, and thank goodness for this radio show. Thank you. James Brown started off everything there with an instrumental take on his hit, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. I had that on the UK Philips label. It's from an album called James Brown Plays the Real Thing, which is essentially all instrumentals, all played by James Brown at the organ. I thought it was a pretty sweet way to start things off, and now we're in the midst of a good chunk of Motown, starting off with Mary Wells, a track called Two Lovers on the Canadian Tamla label. After that, The Miracles, All That's Good, flip side of Ooh Baby Baby, also on the Tamla label. Motown can always pull me out of a slump, so I'm just gonna keep the grooves from the Motor City going.
the devil in his heart. Devil in his heart. Collecting poor lonely souls like me and tearing them apart. He's not the angel he was from the start, 'cause he's a devil. Devil in his heart.
Temptations at the top of that set, track called You've Got to Earn It on Tamla Motown. After that, The Marvelettes, The Hunter Gets Caught by the Game. I have that on a lovely white Tamla promo label. And finished off that set with Carolyn Crawford, flipping over Forget About Me, track called Devil in His Heart. That's on the Motown label.
Something calling, oh, Emma Redson.
Purple starting off that little set of psychedelia, track called Emeretta on Tetragrammaton. And after that, you ever wonder what happened to Steve Marriott when he left the Small Faces? Right about the time that Rod Stewart and Ron Wood joined the Small Faces. Well, Steve Marriott joined up with Peter Frampton, and they started a little band called Humble Pie. Had a hit in the UK with the track Natural Born Boogie on the Immediate label. Nobody in North America knew who they were. It's a shame. Finished everything off with The Third Rail, No Return on Epic.
Yeah.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maud Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maud Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maud Marty or on Twitter at Maud Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. Hot dang, we are cooking now. Started off that set with the Orlons. Great Northern Soul Groover. Don't You Want My Lovin' on Cameo. After that, flipped over Little Piece of Leather by Donnie Albert. Do What You Wanna on Gateway. And finally, The Dells. Another cracking track. Love The Dells. Over Again is the name of that track on Cadet.
Get me paralyzed, get me hung up in my mind. Your kind of loving, baby, your kind of loving, sugar, your kind of loving, honey, your kind of loving's like a well that never runs dry. Take one drink, it'll hang you up all the time. Your kind of loving is my loving, your kind of loving. Walk in the room and start to quiver. Hold me in your arms and I start to shiver.
Just a little bit higher.
Okay, yeah, I snuck in a little bit more Motown there. Martha and the Vandellas, Third Finger Left Hand, the flip side of Jimmy Mac. Great track. Why wouldn't we play it? I mean, I just went to a barbecue at my kid's school, and they have these loudspeaker cones on the outside of the school, you know, for announcements and stuff. And somebody had hooked up a Motown playlist to these loudspeaker cones, and it was awesome. The whole soundtrack for the barbecue was Motown. I started off that set with Judy Clay, a track called You're Kinda Lovin' on Scepter, and finished off with the Bob Kubin Band, Turn On Your Love Lights, their version of that track, with Little Walter singing on the Norman label.
Hit me like a hurricane. I feel so fine. Oh, hanging up my mind. She goes by the name of Shirley Klein. How she hates me. She always makes me cry. Ay, 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 Shirley. If only I could marry Shirley. She's a sexy girl, that's Shirley. I'm in love with Shirley Klein. I've been sweating, chasing her around. Would be nice if she would settle down. She don't trust me. She won't see me. She calls me Miss Kite Shirley. If only I could marry Shirley. She's a sexy girl, that's Shirley. I'm in love with Shirley Klein. Wants to be a doctor's wife. So I'll be one. I'll be a specialist, yet that's not so bad, Shirley. If only I could marry Shirley. She's a sexy girl, that's Shirley. I'm in love with Shirley Klein.
Okay, now we're just being silly. We're having some fun. That track's called Shirley Klein by the Lovin' Coens. And it's a flip side to a goof on the Lovin' Spoonful's Nashville Cats, the track called Nashville Cats, K-A-T-Z. And it's pretty terrible, but funny, if you're Jewish like me. But I gotta say that Shirley Klein got a certain garagey charm to it, still full of stereotypical Yiddishkeit, but it's fun. That's on the MGM label. Before that, I played a great take on At the Hop, an updated version, if you will, At the Hop 65. That's by Len Berry on Decca. And I started everything off with Paul Anka, also on MGM. Thank you. Nothing like a little bit of ska to round things out on this crazy hot summer evening. Started off with Byron Lee and the Dragonairs, the great ska cover of Watermelon Man called Watermelon Man Ska. It's on the Atlantic label. And then on the Carnival label from 1964, Sugar, a track called Oh Lottie, which is, you know, crudely recorded ska R&B take on Lottie Miss Claudie, probably Rico on the mid-break there. Sugar is one half of the ska reggae team Sugar and Dandy. Okay, so we started the show off with James Brown at the organ, and I'm going to end it off with Jimmy Brown at the organ. Not James Brown, Jimmy Brown, with a track called Funky Funky Boogaloo on the ABET label. This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count, with yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM, or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.